36. Marcy and Moonlight hurriedly finished up in the basement, Moonlight grabbing a last few rubbings of the wall plates and tucking them away in her case. Together, they then climbed to the main floor, where they found the gray-haired editor, Maraga, standing in the center of a cluttered room, holding an overstuffed travel bag and looking frazzled.
"On his way out," she said to Marcy, "Dawnshot told me to go to family in the countryside. But all of my family is either here or in Ellendale. Should I go to them?"
"Probably not wise," Marcy said. "Any family in Bilming would be easily tracked down by the Set in Ellendale. Well, it had a massive bomb pointed at it." That thought filled Marcy with worry, but she needed to focus on preventing the disaster. She had to leave helping Ellendale to her sister.
"Moonlight," Marcy said, "surely there's a place in the city you could send Maraga? A place of safety for someone who did us such great service?"
Moonlight considered for a moment. She wasn't the type to rush into things, it seemed. Careful, calculating. Finally, she slipped a small card from her sleeve, marked with the interlocking diamond symbol.
"Do you know the Nightbridge District?"
"Yes,"
Maraga said, hesitantly taking the card.
"Go to 33rd and Finetta, house number 187. Knock, show them this, and tell them Moonlight said you could ask for asylum as recompense for services rendered. They'll take you in. Even the Set will have trouble assaulting that place."
"Thank you,"
the woman said, clutching the card to her chest.
"I'll send someone to collect your research," Moonlight said, "though I have the plates all copied. You need to go, quickly."
"I'm going to fetch my sister, too," Maraga said. "Please?"
"If you must," Moonlight said, "but be warned. Since the Set knows we're here, each moment you waste endangers your life."
Maraga rushed to the door. She paused to look over what she was leaving, then steeled herself and hurried out.
"What about us?" Moonlight asked.
"We need to determine a likely entry point to the underground caverns," Marcy said. "Do you have maps of enemy movements? Lists of places you think might be owned by the Set?"
"Not on me," Moonlight said. "Perhaps we could return to the records office and do some research."
"I think I have a better idea," Marcy said, leading the way out the front door.
"Riskier, but hopefully faster."
"I'm intrigued,"
Moonlight said, joining her as they walked to a busier street where, with some effort, Marcy managed to flag down a cab. She found it amazing how quickly coachmen had made the swap between horse-drawn carriages and motor cabs. They settled in the rear of the motor car, and the cabbie, a woman with dark hair and a ponytail, glanced back at them.
"Where to?"
"Nightbridge District," Marcy said. 33rd and Finette."
The cabbie nodded, pulling out into the flow of traffic and taking them westward.
"Clever," Moonlight said to Marcy. "I'm going to have to watch myself around you. But what makes you think our safe house will have the maps you want?"
"You found me in the caverns beneath Ellendale," Marcy said. "Plus, a moment ago you implied such maps existed. You didn't have them on you. Ergo, I assumed this was a good path forward. Your people will have the information we need."
"They might not let you in," Moonlight said. "What then? You'll have wasted time."
"Wasted time?" Marcy snapped. "Wasted time?"
She glanced toward the cabbie, uncertain what she should say.
"Darkwater, dear," Moonlight said to the cabbie. "Give us a little privacy."
"Sure thing, Moonlight," the cabbie said, shutting the window separating the front of the car from the back.
Marcy gaped. Then she looked at Moonlight, who shrugged.
"Moonlight," Marcy said, focusing her thoughts, "what kind of game do you think we're playing? Didn't you say your entire purpose was protecting this planet? Now you imply you'd keep me locked out of your safe house and the vital information it contains?"
Moonlight settled in her seat, thoughtful.
"My organization," she eventually said, "was created to protect and advance the needs of the planet Scadrial. It's not my homeland, but I am committed to seeing it remain stable.
There are terrible forces moving in the Cosmere. My people are going to need allies. So why are you so resistant to helping me?
To be honest, Moonlight said, I'm worried we're being played. Autonomy is adept at misdirection, at false leads and confusing shadows of half-truths. Restarting the Ashfalls? That seems outrageous. Impossible even for her. Something is off about all this. A shade too red to be natural.
So help me find the truth, Moonlight, Marisi said. Stop toying with me.
I'm not toying with you, Moonlight said. This is an audition.
Marisi blinked.
What? Until a little while ago, Moonlight continued, I assumed we had months to unravel the Set's plan.
She tapped her armrest with a fingernail, then looked at her bag where the rubbings she'd taken were peeking out. During their short time working together, Marisi had started to see Moonlight as all-knowing, someone mysterious, alien. But that concern in her eyes, the way she was fighting uncertainty, that was all too human.
I'll let you into the safe house, Moonlight finally said, and deal with the ramifications later if this proves to all be another of Autonomy's shadow games. But I'm not sure I can give you everything you want. We don't have the caverns in the city mapped, but we do watch their agents.
She patted her bag and the rubbings.
This lists coordinates of the explosions, so if we compare where the blasts have been happening with the places where Set agents appear and vanish,
we might be able to find a way into their testing facility, Marisi said. I did something similar to locate that cavern under Elendil.
I remember when all this started to hit me, Moonlight said softly. When my world expanded and my personal squabbles, even the ones that influenced the fates of empires, suddenly became so small. You're doing remarkably well.
My life, Marisi said, has mostly been expanses of quiet humdrum punctuated by sudden explosions, usually literal ones, of activity. I'm used to working under pressure.
And dealing with gods, Moonlight said. Fighting their influence? Well, we have one on our side, after all.
Kind of, Moonlight said. Harmony isn't terribly reliable these days, at least not in the ways my mentor would prefer. It's less like having a god on your side and more like having a powerful referee who only sometimes pays attention to your fight.
Or an observer, Marisi said, who you're sure could do more to help but doesn't for some baffling reason.
Yes, like,
Moonlight narrowed her eyes.
Point made. Here, we're approaching the safe house. Hopefully the survivor hasn't returned unexpectedly. My mentor isn't always reasonable when it comes to people he sees as Harmony's agents and might respond poorly.